Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer isn't spending his August the way he'd imagined, gliding to victory in the race for city controller. What seemed like a race he could win at a gentle jog has become a sprint. WNYC is spending the day with all the major candidates for citywide office. Our own Ilya Marritz followed Scott Stringer and reports he's struggling to raise funds and pack in campaigning after a much more famous opponent, Elliot Spitzer, upended the race.
If you want to catch the attention of morning commuters, you pretty much have to body block them. That's what Scott Stringer was doing the other day in central Harlem.
Good morning.
He actually took AM New York distributor Enrique Rivera's regular spot right at the entrance to the 2 and 3 trains at 135th Street.
When they get really close to here, then I can't work.
How are you, sir? I'm Scott Stringer. I'm running for controller.
Stringer is 53, with gray hair, rimless glasses, and an affable manner. On this day, he has an ally at his side, and he's brandishing him like a trophy. People light up when they realize they're talking with the state's first black governor.
David Patterson is supporting me today.
How are you?
Derek Mickens, a 28-year-old actor and model, has a question for Stringer. What about the hostile things Wiener has been saying about him?
And I'm wondering what your response is to, like, directly to him calling you out for that.
Well, first of all, that's the problem in this two-ring circus. I'm not running against Wiener. I'm running against the other one.
Okay.
Spitzer.
Yes.
Spitzer.
Yeah, okay.
It gets confusing sometimes.
If you're running for a job that's not mayor, if you don't have a scandal attached to your name, it can be tough to make your case. Stringer says he fought special interests in the state assembly, sponsored laws against domestic violence, spoke up for public housing,
making sure that we repair our elevators that have been outrageously just totally ignored for decades.
Okay.
And I have comported myself with integrity in a way that suggests I would be a good fiduciary of our pension system. So
good,
keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. The thing is, you need to do that more often because people have the same questions I do.
The campaign's starting now.
Yes.
Yes, we're on TV, but thank
you. Yes,
what's
definitely.
Your name?
Do you think? Derek.
Thank you, man.
Derek.
And I'm Patterson approved.
Yes.
At 8:30, a half hour ahead of schedule, Stringer departs with no explanation of where he's going. Fewer than 3 weeks before Election Day, you might expect a candidate who's behind in the polls to be at street fairs and senior centers all day long. But Stringer's next event is in the evening, an outdoor concert in Brooklyn. And this seems to be a pattern on his public schedule. Some events in the morning, some events in the evening. Big gaps in between.
Okay, it's 7 p.m. I'm outside the Gladys Knight and the OJ's concert. People still lining up to get in. This is a big park, and I think it can accommodate a lot of people, a big crowd. I've seen a lot of politicians, including Bill de Blasio, Chris Quinn. Scott Stringer, the guy I'm following, was supposed to be here at 6. It's now 7. I haven't seen him.
How you doing, sir? Good to see you.
Oh, wow. There he was, Elliot Spitzer.
Finally, around 7:15, Stringer appears on stage. He's lost the suit jacket. His sleeves are rolled up. Before him, a sea of faces, mainly black and mainly women. They're here to see the woman who sang Midnight Train to Georgia. But before dessert, you have to eat your vegetables. Political speeches.
I will bring integrity and leadership and experience to this fight because that's what it's all about. You got to trust the next controller to watch your back. And I will do that. So thank you very much. And let's win it now and enjoy the show. Thank you and God bless.
When he gets off the stage, I ask Stringer,
where were you today?
You know, we were with Governor Patterson at a subway stop.
Yeah, I saw you there, but then I didn't see you for like 10 hours.
Well, you know, there's some things I got to do. I got to raise some money, man.
Stringer doesn't want to go into detail about his fundraising, but as he walks through the dusty park, shaking hands and meeting voters, money is clearly very much on his mind. His opponent, Elliot Spitzer, is rich and is paying for his own campaign. Stringer is participating in the public financing system and has a lot less money to spend.
But I need you to watch my back because I got a billionaire on me. And I got a billionaire on me. So I need some help here. And I'm running against the biggest real estate guy in town. We don't have to only elect billionaires in this city.
By the way, is he really a billionaire?
I guess.
Before Stringer arrived, I surveyed the crowd. Almost everyone had heard of Elliot Spitzer, and despite his extramarital affair, or maybe even because of it, many of them had nice things to say about him. He's bold, someone said. Stringer knows this is a problem.
We got to catch up by getting better known. I think when people know who I am, they vote for me. The question in the next 3 weeks is, can I get known enough and win?
Stringer is one of those politicians who seems to genuinely like meeting people. He's folksy without seeming fake. But there's another way to get known that's at least as important: advertising. And raising money to pay for ads seems to be taking up more of the time he could be spending courting voters in person. After an hour at Wingate Park, Stringer gets in a black Toyota Highlander. It's getting dark outside, and the other politicians are disappearing too, leaving the crowd to enjoy what they really came here for, the woman they call the Empress of Seoul. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.